Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brandon Fernandez. You both, y'all want to tune in to False Count Radio. I'll listen to some good old things. Turn it to False Count Radio. I'm great for Brandon Fernandez.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of False Count Radio. As always, I'm your host, the Pacific Coast player, JT Evans. Tonight, alongside my co-host, as always, Andrew Carluck. Andrew, we've got a huge event going on tonight. We're going to be joined momentarily by Doug the Thug, formerly Pretty Boy Doug Masters, who'll be joining us to talk about his entire career, from his trips over to Puerto Rico to working in the Sportatorium and his stay in the Pacific Northwest. But before we welcome him on, I want to put over NWA Pro Wrestling presents Raven Sunday, August 29th. That's right, wrestling fans, former ECW champion, former TNA champion, and former Pacific Northwest superstar Sky the Body returns home. Tickets are only $12 for ringside, $10 general admission, $5 for kids 12 and under. And also on that card, there's going to be a huge match. This feud might end on the 29th, it might carry over, and, you know, our guest is going to be a part of it, so we're going to get to that, but the event is going to be at the GSI Community Center, located at 1493 Northeast Cleveland in Gresham, Oregon. For more information, you can go to facebook.com/NWWA Wrestling. But without further ado, I want to welcome to the air our guest at this time. He is Doug the Thug. Doug, how are you doing?
All right, brother, how are you doing?
Doing great, man. You know, I got to ask you. You know, you've put out this challenge on YouTube about, you know, how you're going to end the feud on the 29th at the NWA show with C.W. Bergstrom. Why hasn't this feud ended 15 years ago? I got to ask.
Well, because I got transferred to Nashville where me and Bart Sarre held the tag team champions there. And then from there, I went to Puerto Rico. And then finally, I got a phone call up here, and I had to get on a plane from New Mexico and get back up here, and I finally hunted him down, and I'm glad that the NWA is going to book me in the match.
What can fans expect out of this match?
Well, they better get ready to get up on their seats and up and down on their seats. It's going to be nail-biting.
Now, I got to ask you, this is just a generic question we throw out to almost all of our guests. Growing up, were you a professional wrestling fan? If so, who'd you look up to?
Yes, I was, man. Me and my dad, God rest his soul, and my grandpa, God rest his soul, we were watching it all the time. I always looked up to Flair, Ric Flair.
It's a good person to look up to, definitely a role model for a lot of kids of, you know, the 80s era. Was professional wrestling your first career choice? If not, what was?
Actually, when I got out of high school, I started training, and I just put that first, you know. Then after that, I got side jobs and stuff, do what I have to do, you know.
Now, did you ever think that, you know, 15 years later you'd still be in the business when you first started, or did you think it was just going to be a quick in and out?
I figured I would. I did some wrong decisions and flunked a few things, and but yeah, I knew I'd be in the business this long. I had a bunch of injuries, so yeah, I knew I would. Business is it's me. I eat and sleep and breathe it.
Now, speaking of injuries, you know, a lot of professional wrestlers have a lot of horror stories from their professional wrestling training before they even got their in-ring debut. What was your professional training like, and who do you feel taught you the most during your training?
Mike George, he trained me. I bought my gym equipment off of him when I first started out in the business. He trained me, and he's been around for a long time. It was tough at first, but, you know, like you said, I was a natural. So, like you said, as long as you get a promo down, as long as you can get in there and know what the finish is and don't forget it, you just be all right.
Now, my co-host, Andrew Carluck, has a couple questions. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, Doug, I was curious, how did you get your start there in the Pacific Northwest?
Me and Bart Sarre sent a tape up here to Roddy and Lenny, the grappler. Roddy Piper and Lenny the Grappler, and they wanted to come up, and I remember the first night we were there at the sports arena, and they said, Lenny and them said, you better get a room, because you're going to be up here, booked. So that's how I did that.
Hey, and what were your initial thoughts of the territory when you first got there?
I thought about it was I knew that it was going to go it was going to go to Hell in a Handbasket, actually. Because they was all falling out and stuff. But all what it is, all the back in the day, all the old time, everybody that's been in this business has went to Portland Wrestling. Everybody. I remember Ric Flair telling Don Owens one night that he couldn't draw what Don wanted him to, what Don was going to give him. He said, just give me $50 like everybody else. And that's respect right there. And Sandy Barr, I'm telling you what, shoot, man, I could ask him for everything, you know what? I could ask him for everything. He's a good man. He's a good man. He was, he still is. You know, he's in heaven. But anyway, he always treated the boys good.
Okay, now what led to your departure from the Northwest Territory?
I got booked in the USWA in Nashville with Jerry Jarrett. And that's when Bart Sawyer come down there, and they put the straps on us and stuff. And after that, he come back here. We did the good angles and stuff. He come back here, and then I went to Puerto Rico. They put the straps on us, tagged with Ron Starr.
Now, I got to ask you, you know, you, along with many others, got to work in the fabulous Sportatorium for World Class Championship Wrestling. What are your memories of working for that company?
Oh, man. It's a hard ring to bump in, I know that. And but it's the memories in that, too. The crow's nest was upstairs and stuff, and God rest Axe Soul. He ran that thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're actually going to be taking part in our Skandal Akbar tribute, which will be taking place next week, so I don't want to get too far into that. You know, my next question for you is, what were your thoughts on Von Erichs, being that they were pretty much the promoters of WCCW?
Well, they, their dad mainly promoted it. They had their demons, just like everybody else does, and they knew the business. They were raised in it. It's just sad that most of them gone already, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. You know, a lot of people have watched the WCCW documentary WWE put out. I want to ask you, have you had the chance to check out the documentary? And if so, would you agree with some of the statements made about that promotion?
No, I have not.
Okay. You know, what was your initial thought when you heard that they were going to demolish the Sportatorium?
Well, all the members down there. I can remember going down there, driving down there in the mornings when we did TV down there. It'd be so cold because didn't have heat in there that, man, you'd be freezing to death. Yeah, but heck, you didn't sweat, so that was cool.
Now, one of our listeners actually sent in the question, whose idea was the pretty boy Doug Summers character, and did you instantly like it, or were you initially against the character?
Well, for one thing, it was Pretty Boy Doug Masters.
That's what I meant, sorry.
Okay, and, it kind of got over. I guitar and bleached my hair all the time, though. But I got to get heat on it.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. Now, Andrew has a couple questions, so Andrew, go ahead.
Who's your favorite person to work with in WCCW? And alternatively, who are some of your least favorite people to work with?
WCCW? Shoot, that's hard to answer. There's a lot of good workers there. Jimmy Jack Funk was good. He's the son of Sandy Barr. And, it was just hard to do. I worked at Undertaker and stuff there. Before he got to Undertaker, he was a pain maker. And, but like I said, that's just hard to really give somebody an answer that there's so much talent, you know, that's good, you know.
And was there anybody that when you saw that you were wrestling them, you're thinking to yourself, man, this is going to be a tough night?
Yeah, Cactus Jack.
A lot of people say
we
that
did some good hardcore matches, yeah.
Okay, now, after a world-class you went to Puerto Rico to work for the WWC. What were your memories of working down there in Puerto Rico?
Oh, man, it was... I know one thing, it was hot. Stayed hot all the time. Nice, hot, and 10 feet arenas. And Dick Murdoch got a race to show, brought me in there. He was booking and brought me in there out of Nashville. And he put me over, and they put the straps on me and Ron Starr. And Rambo Ron Starr, what he went by, and which was kind of good because he'd been in the business longer than how I have, and I learned a lot from him. So, yeah, it's good learning territory.
And Ric Flair used to tell stories about how there was a lot of times where he was feared that he wouldn't get out of the arena with his life. Did you ever experience anything like that?
Who's that now?
I said Ric Flair used to tell stories that he'd go to Puerto Rico and fear that he wouldn't even get out of the arena alive. Did you ever experience anything like that?
I'll tell you one night, I had a rental car. Me and Dick Murdoch and Randy Rose rented. We had so much heat in there while we was in the ring, they turned it over and set it on fire. That's dangerous down there. You go watch it. But if you're nice to the people, they respect you, you know?
Right. What were your thoughts of working for Carlos Colon down there in Puerto Rico?
Carlos, I loved it. Got paid all the time. He put me over. If I needed to leave and come home for something, he always bought my ticket, you know, and I always had a motel to stay in. And, I mean, yeah, that's what I think of it. Anybody starting out in this business, they need to go down there and work. 6 days a week. It's hot. Twice on Sundays. Still, you get in shape and you work people. They bring Valentine in and all that stuff on the weekends. But, yeah, Carlos is a good man.
Okay, now, what was the reason for the name change of yours from Pretty Boy Doug Masters to Doug the Thug?
Well, I just figured that I needed a new gimmick. This is me. Doug the Thug's me. So I figured there's been a bunch of the boys that's been blonde-haired and stuff, you know. Plus, I didn't want to do Flair's gimmick anymore anyway. So, that's it.
Okay. Do you have a rib or a road story that you can share with our listeners?
A rib?
Yeah, like a rib or a road story?
Road story. Oh, I remember in Nashville, we used to drive 2 hours one way just to go to a house show. That was a long road trip. Puerto Rico, we had to drive, it was back-to-back bumper, even on the highways, because it's 100 miles long and 35 miles wide, the island is. And it took forever. And, there was a good rib, man. We took Tony Falk. He's a good guy. Sandman did this. Tony Falk, and it was wintertime, and we took his shoes from him and hid them for 2 days. Yeah.
Damn, that's insane. Now, I just have one question real quick, Andrew. I got to ask you, you know, since we're putting over, you know, the Northwest, you know, a lot of things have changed with you. What is the most dramatic change that you would say has happened since you last time you were here?
Psychology. I've learned business more than I ever thought. I got injuries. But, yeah, I've learned it, and I wish the people out there on this radio here would know that, they always ask, you know, they know how much the business takes on your body. It's no. They don't know. And I would say do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, one question, you know, I got one last question, and I'm going to kick it over to Andrew for his final question. And my last question for you is, what would be the best piece of advice you could give somebody that was either wanting to break into the business or maybe has had a rough period in their life and started out in the business and just left because of all the politics?
Keep your day job. No, really. If you love it, it's in your blood. Find a school that's going to train you that the – whoever's training you has been somewhere. That way they can get booked. That way they're not taking your money. And keeping an old-timer's been on the road and all this and that. And, of course, you got to put your family first, but, I mean, sometimes that takes care of your family, you know? So, yeah, that's what I think about that.
Okay, now past this weekend, obviously you're working this big show, which we'll talk more about. But what does the future hold for Doug the Thug?
Doug the Thug, okay, yeah, the future holds for me is I'm getting over injury and stuff. I got to fly back home in a couple weeks and get an MRI done and stuff, but I'll be back. And Doug the Thug, I got a good gimmick going. Doug the Thug, everybody's just come out here and watch me. They need to.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you for coming on and joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the broadcast, and I look forward to having you on the Skandar Akbar Tribute Show.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for coming on. All right, wrestling fans, you have just heard from Doug the Thug, formerly Pretty Boy Doug Masters. And, you know, I just got to say, this is going to be a huge event on the 29th here in Portland, Oregon. If you can't make it, you know, surely contact NWWA. I'm sure they're going to have a DVD available of the event. Once again, the event is going to be in Gresham, Oregon, at the GSI Community Center. For more information, head on over to facebook.com/NWWA Wrestling. Two reasons why you should be there. Raven returns home, and for the first time in 15 years, C.W. Bergstrom and Doug Masters go head-to-head in the squared circle. Fans, you do not want to miss this. If you have not seen these two fight before, you need to go to youtube.com/legitwrestling and look up Doug Masters versus C.W. Bergstrom. It was that good back then, and, well, you know, with age comes experience, so I'm sure it's going to be a lot better this time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, totally, especially the fact that you have this feud that's been going on for so many years. You know, it's very rare where you can see these guys who can rehash an old feud and do it as well as they used to do. So it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to it. I'm not even going to be there, but like you said, I'm sure there'll be a DVD out, so I'm going to definitely check that out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the DVD is going to be, you know, probably a huge seller in my eyes. I just got to say, it's going to be a huge event. I do want to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk some more wrestling, maybe be joined by some other people. But before we go to a commercial break, I'm also going to be appearing at the show. Now, for fans that don't know, there's a long back history. In February, you know, I had a neck injury, and I wasn't able to make it. And I showed up, and they, you know, I told them, look, dude, I'm not going to work. They took the belt that I had off of me and threatened to fire me and tried to put me as a commentator. My lawyers fought that. I showed up at a show as a spectator to check out the new and improved product, as NWA put it, and got jumped. Well, on the 29th, I am going to have a major announcement that is going to rock the world of NWA and change a lot of things. So with that being said, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, fans, and we'll be right back with the remainder of this episode.
Hi, this is Pete Gass, formerly of the Mean Street Posse, and you're listening to FalseCountRadio.com.
Music. Reality. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, but we as entertainers have a responsibility to these kids.
If I were to die murdered in cold blood tomorrow, would you feel sorry, show love, or would it matter? Could never be the leadoff batter, if ain't shit for me to feed off. I'm seesaw battling, but there's way too much at stake for me to be fake. There's too much on my plate, I done came.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm going to say it one more time. Big things are going to be popping at the NWA event at the GSI Community Center in Gresham, Oregon, on the 29th. And like I said, I am going to be dropping a bombshell. And, you know, Dan's not going to like it, let's just put it that way. But, you know, our producers or our monkeys in the trailer are telling us that we do have somebody on the line, and they are saying that they are a representative of NWWA. Let's go ahead and get them on the line. 503-995, you are on the air.
Mr. J.T. Evans, let me tell you something. You and Sammy Sims don't have anything. You just think you do. And I'm going to leave it at that. And then I'm going right straight to Tafala. Tafala, you've been shooting your mouth off and everything else about what you're going to do at our show, and you're not going to do anything either. The thing that I have to say to the fans, the thing I have to say to the fans is ignore these idiots, okay? But if you want to come and see a good show, be there the 29th. Raven, Doug the Thug, Tafala, Sideshow. I mean, this is going to be one of the hottest cards of the year. And if you snooze, you lose.
Now, you know, I got to say this first of all. I've been in the gym. Actually, I ran into Doug the Thug at the gym. He looks better than the last time he was in the area. And, you know, I got to say, I think you're writing CW Bergstrom's retirement check, in my opinion. But, you know, Dan, you're saying on the 29th that, you know, we don't have a huge announcement. Well, I guarantee you, you might want to start doing some shuffling through all your files, because I did.
JT, you know, wish in one hand and in the other.
Well, you know, Andrew, why don't you go ahead and talk to Dan, get some more information about the show.
Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit more about this show, Dan?
More about the show? Well, there's also a surprise wrestler coming in that has never wrestled for NWWA before. I will not reveal that name. Everybody will find out who that is at Showtime. But I'm telling you, we've got some matches put together that are just going to blow people's minds. And CW, I think he's going to take Doug the Thug.
I don't think so, man.
This Booker brought in all kinds of people. And, you know, he thinks that he's just going to rule the roost by bringing in all these bad guys. Well, I don't know what to tell him, but I have some tricks up my sleeve, too. And Sam Sims, the only thing I can tell you, Sammy, is pay your medical insurance up, because you're going to need it the night of the 29th.
Well, Dan, in all seriousness, you know, you're the promoter of NWWA. A lot of people say they're going to be closing their doors soon. What does the future hold for the NWWA?
The future holds this for NWWA. Next month, I have another Portland star coming in. I'm not saying who it is. In October, I have another TNA star coming in. In December, another TNA star coming in. All I'm saying is NWWA, people said we were dead. We're not dead. We've only just started to kick ass and keep count.
Well, you know, we have a lot of, let me just say, we have a lot of listeners that aren't necessarily based out of the Northwest. Can you give the listeners a little bit of history? Like, who are some of the names that, you know, your typical mainstream fan knows that have worked for you over the years?
Well, in about the past 3 years, NWWA's had a rep. I mean, but now we're coming back with a lot of new sponsors. And I would like to thank all of our sponsors out there, such as Z100, Abby's Pizza, and Cricket. And we have a lot more coming on board. We've got a lot of stuff in store. You know, in the past, we just kind of drifted along. Well, we're not drifting along anymore. we plan on being here in 5 years. We plan on being here in 10 years. You know, it's not an easy business to be in. Wrestlers are not like they used to be. Some of these guys think that they've got big heads, disrespectful, whatnot. I'm not putting up with that kind of stuff anymore. NWWA has made a complete new switch around, and there's going to be a lot of things happening that did not happen in the past. Now, the 29th, we'll be announcing another big show for the 12th of September.
Okay, can you plug your website and give one? This is probably the last time we'll have a chance to plug your show.
Our website is Northwest Wrestling Alliance, spelled out, .com.
Okay, Dan, thanks so much for calling in tonight.
All right, thank you, sir. See you at the show.
All right.
All right, fans, you have just heard from Dan the Man, who is the owner of the NWWA, as well as Doug the Thug. You know, it's looking like a lot of things are going to be taking place at this card, fans. You're not going to want to miss it. And, of course, you know, I just got to say, it looks like a lot of things are going to be popping here in the Northwest in the next couple months. You know, maybe this will go back to the old school days where everybody came through here before making it big. You never know. Guess you're going to have to stay tuned and find out. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I got to say, with all due respect to Dan the Man, I live in Virginia, and I will unfortunately not be attending the show this weekend.
Oh, I already figured that. go ahead and plug our upcoming
show. I want
to put
a quick plug out there, too, for Gimmick Wrestling Tees. They're a good friend of the show.
Definitely. Of course, Gimmick Wrestling Tees, they do have websites and all of our press releases. Go ahead and plug all of the upcoming shows, brother, real quick.
All right, yeah, we have a good show this Saturday. As JT earlier said earlier, he's going to be attending the show this weekend. So it'll be Gary Wolf and myself. We'll have Dusty Wolf, former WWF talent. Next week we'll have Skandor Akbar tribute show. I have a lot of names like Doug here a little earlier. I'm drawing a blank on some of these names, but Axel Rotten, good friend of the show, will be on. Coming up after that, we'll be having guys like Shockwave the Robot, Jerry Jarrett, co-founder of TNA Wrestling. Somewhere down the line, we'll be having a couple more names, and unfortunately, I'm drawing a blank on some of them right this second. But yeah, definitely, we're having some good shows, and we're just getting more and more. So we'll see. We'll definitely keep listening.
Definitely, fans, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight here on False Count Radio for this very special late-night episode with Doug the Thug, formerly Pretty Boy Doug Masters, and, of course, be at the show on the 29th at the GSI Community Center in Gresham, Oregon, NWWA Wrestling on Facebook, NorthwestWrestlingAlliance.com, and, of course, check us out daily at FalseCountRadio.com and on Facebook. When you go to the search bar at the top, type in False Space Count Space Radio. From there, you'll be able to find our official fan page with over 2,200 fans, and once you're there, you can talk wrestling with other fans and our hosts. With that being said, fans, on behalf of the Outsider, Andrew Carlick, I'm the Pacific Coast player, JT Evans, saying have a good night, stay safe, and we'll see you at the matches.
Hey, this is Brother Devon from TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to False Count Radio. Oh, my brother, testify. Hey, this is Brother Devon from TNA Wrestling. And you know something? When you're out there and you're thinking about choosing a wrestling school that really benefits you, that you want to see progress, and at the end of the day, you're going to feel happy about what you're doing, well, Team 3 Academy is just the place. Team 3 Academy offers you everything that you could possibly want in a wrestling school. It offers you old school rules with the new school tools. Team 3 Academy will offer you the best there is in teaching how to do professional wrestling the right way, the way it should be taught. Team 3 Academy also gives you the knowledge of behind the scenes and how to take care of yourself, conduct yourself in and out of the ring. Team 3 Academy at Team3DAcademy.com. So if you've always been a wrestling fan all your life, and you've always said, I could do that, then you owe it to yourself to come on down and have Bubba Ray and ourselves train you. Train you in the way that professional wrestling should be taught, the right way. Again, Team 3D Academy offers you a variety of things. Team 3D Academy will give you the knowledge that you need to make it in either TNA or WWE. Be sure to contact us. Be sure to make it happen for you. Testify.